It's 7:30 a.m. Every day, the 5th through 8th graders at Academy Prep line up and recite words like greatest and committed as part of the school pledge. Academy Prep is a private middle school, but it's exclusively for students whose families live below the poverty level. Corporate and private donations pay the bills.
And so I would say that some of our kids have some pretty difficult situations in their home lives, and we're kind of that sanctuary.
That's head of school Gina Burkett. 17 years ago, the owners of a local resort overheard employees talking about problems their kids had in Pinellas County Public Schools. So using their own money and private donations, they started the not-for-profit school in the heart of one of St. Petersburg's poorest neighborhoods. Most of the students at Academy Prep are African American. Burkett says between 80 to 90% of their students live in single-parent homes.
So I would say that when you have a mother that's working two jobs and is trying to just keep a roof over the head, it's hard at the same time to get that parent involved. But we keep trying and we keep doing that. We make phone calls. We let kids call us till 9 o'clock at night.
A challenging curriculum and between class activities like chess and karate are two of the school's core values. And you can't help but notice the third, character building, as you walk Academy Prep's hallways. Students here are required to make eye contact and interact with any adults they see. 11 and 12-year-olds walk right up, shake your hand, and introduce themselves. Destiny Pitts, a 12-year-old sixth grader at the school, hopes to one day be a veterinarian.
School was kind of different because at my other school, we never had homework. But since I came to Academy Prep, it's been a better challenge.
About two-thirds of the children who applied to Academy Prep last year were accepted. That's partly because family income isn't the only requirement for admission. Parents also must commit to volunteer at the school at least 40 hours each year. And yes, there is an entrance exam, but Burkett says passing it is not the main goal.
What's happening is when we're bringing kids into the fifth grade, we find that we're having to spend a year or more of just getting them to the place that they need to be. Because our hope is to get them at grade level before they hit our 7th and 8th grade. So then at that point in 7th and 8th grade, we can get them above grade level so that we can have them recruited for some of our private schools and get into some of the high programs.
And if you were wondering, the cost of educating Academy Prep students runs about $16,000 per year. That's double the cost of an average Florida public school education. But Burkett says time is a big reason. Academy Prep students are in school from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 6 days a week, and almost 11 months a year. And Burkett says there's the school's guarantee to offer counseling and tutoring support to students for up to 8 years after graduation.
So that's where when you get that sticker shock of 16, I think it's helpful for people to understand that so they don't think we're just washing ourselves in gold over here.
The investment, she says, pays off. The past 7 years, Academy Prep claims a 100% high school graduation rate for its students who graduate the middle school program. Florida Department of Education statistics show a 54% graduation rate for African American students in Pinellas County. Students like Destiny say they like that the school focuses on building character. She says it builds on her favorite role model.
My hero is my mom because she works multiple jobs and still goes to school, and she still has time to take care of me, my cousins, my brother, and everybody else that lives in the house.
Thanks to her mom and her school, Destiny says she knows she's headed for great things. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler in Tampa.